This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri State Capitol is open for business and tourists, though it may not look like it right now. Major renovations have been going on for months and will continue through the rest of this year. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin toured the Capitol grounds last week while work on the nearly century-old building pressed on.
If you're traveling down to Jefferson City to tour the Capitol, once you get downtown, the first thing you'll likely see is a long chain-link fence cutting across the south lawn. Then there's the stone steps leading up to the Capitol, or should I say the empty gaps that used to contain those stone steps. They're gone, each one numbered and removed while phase one of the renovations continues. Then, as you approach, the sound of drills and jackhammers pounding away where the steps normally rest. I was given a short walking tour of the restoration work by Doug Nelson and Kathy Brown from Governor Nixon's Office of Administration.
I mean, obviously this is the first part of the $40 million project that Governor Nixon and General Assembly passed. It's dealing with helping us with water retention in the building and dealing with the stairs and water infiltration.
The first phase of this project really is called our foundation waterproofing package. We had to remove all the south stairs in order to replace the waterproofing membrane that was under the stairs.
Brown says that membrane consists of a layer of lead sheeting that has expanded, contracted, and cracked over the past 99 years. They're now laying a new three-part waterproofing system over the sheeting that she says will block future water infiltration into the Capitol basement and substructure. As for getting inside, both east and west entrances are open, and one of the carriage entrances is also open, if you don't mind the dust and noise.
The center carriage doors entrance will always be open through this entire process, and either the east or west carriage doors will be open.
Some of this work began during the before the legislative session. How was it getting this work done and also having to accommodate lobbyists, lawmakers, and everyone else coming up here during the thick of the session?
That's always a challenge for us as we do projects of this magnitude. We have to work around availability of the session and try to do our best to limit construction. It's just something that we coordinate with the House and Senate on and make sure we're getting the construction done, mainly when they're not here.
And how long will this take? At what point should we see all the equipment gone and everything back to normal?
This phase will be completed in about mid-December of this year, 2016, well in advance of the 2017 January inauguration. So you will see all of this equipment gone, all the stairs back in place, all the terraces repaired. From the south side, there will be an appearance as if nothing has happened.
We'll get to phase two in a little bit. Next, we head indoors and underground. We make our way through plastic sheets to an area where water damage has been occurring over several decades. Stalactites, similar to what you see in caves, descend from the ceiling of this cave-like room underneath the Capitol, some close to a foot long where we were walking. Brown says they were caused by water seeping through the cracks below the stone steps.
Well, water can find its way in the smallest of cracks, and that's what we're trying to prevent in the future with this project. Just like in your home, water always goes to the path of least resistance, and that's what it's done in this section of the building.
How long do you think this portion will take?
It's all part of phase one, so it will be finished by inauguration.
Phase two will begin sometime next year after Missouri's next governor has been sworn into office. It'll center on the facade and dome of the Capitol and include replacing all the caulking between every stone, along with joint repair, fixing cracks, and resetting any stones that have shifted. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.